Soku izika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Livuka njani zulukandaba olamukela emsakazweni we studio 7 ngomvulo umhlazi ku 50 2021 ngu Chris Gande. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, isiphatha amandla sebandlale MDCT umnumzana Khaliphani Phukeni uke wavalelwa ngamapholisa ejotsholo ngeviki edluleyo uthi bakhona abafuna ukumbulala.
Hayi, ngizibonele lami first hand ukuthi abantu beZimbabwe bahlupheka kanjani ngaphansi kwalabo abantu abazibiza bethi bangamapholisa.
Ukubhubha kukamnumzana Simon Khayamoyo sokuthiye ababengamalunga ebandla lezaphu abakubandla lezanu PF becathangelwa ukuthi bengakhethwa ukuba ngumsekeli kamongameli welizwe sebebalutshwana.
Ngokubhubha kwakhe nokuhamba kwakhe kuleadership kuzapho kutentethi nguye bengazani kusese-active political side not yet military side.
Izolo bekulilanga lapho abakubutho abahluthuna khona intambo zombuso kumnumzana Robert Mugabe, kambe ilizwe lakhutha ixesha lokusebenza ndawonye na.
Abantu ababevele bebheka amandla, indaba yepower, baba yibo bagijima phambili. Namhlanje sikubonayo yibo begijima phambili kungelaba solutions for inkinga zeZimbabwe. So ungathi wena ngezinye indlela sisuke from bad to worse.
Inhlanganiso yamatitshala emaphandleni eye-R2s ithi amalunga ayo ayaqala namuhla ukukhalala umsebenzi phezu kodaba loholo. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa khonapha emsakazweni weStudio 7. Amandla sebandla le-MDCT umnumzana Khaliphani Phukeni oke wavalelwa ngamapholisa ejotsholo ngeviki edluleyo uthi bakhona abafuna ukumbulala. UPhukeni lezinye iziphathamandla zebandla bebesemhlanganweni ejotsholo ngolwesine lapho abalandwa ngamapholisa athi bahambe enkambeni njengabantu ababothiweyo. Sixoxe loPhukeni ukuze sizwe okuningi ngalolu daba.
Ngikubingelele msakazi, ngibingelele labalaleli emakhaya. Ngiyabonga kakhulu ngakuqala umsakazi ukuthi indaba le uyikhave ngendlela ehlakaniphe ngalindlela yokuthi awutho ukuthi bengibotshiwe. Ngoba ucabanga bengibotshiwe, uyabe ukhuluma as if into eyenzakele ngisemthethweni, bengingabotshwanga mina. Bengibanjwe izikliwi, izikliwi kuthiwa nguDube, bambiza bethu ngumember in charge. So member in charge lwa yitaki ngesikhiwa nje ezithola isifake uniform yamapholisa, ingcolisa igama lamapholisa, ingcolisa igama lelizwe legama legovernment. Angazi lokuthi ungayibiza uthinto enjani. Akula muntu opheleleyo ongabuya ngezibhamu eziningi soyana ezinkulu elanda abantu abadala abangakwazi nokuhamba uphethe ngamagrenade ngaleso sikhathi ebesethi sizokuvumela nje sithule lokho. Hayi, ngizibonele lami first hand ukuthi abantu beZimbabwe bahlupheka kanjani ngaphansi kwalabo abantu abazibiza bethi bangamapholisa kanti beyizikliwe. Ngifuna ukuchasisa ke wonke amapholisa awekho kanjani. Sengidilela amapholisa ahloniphekayo, aziphatha kahle nesithunzi. Yikho ngisenza i-distinction.
Akhona na amanyathelo ozawathatha phezu kwalolu daba kumbe usuzachiya nje lwedlule kanje?
Angizilweli mina, sengilwela abadala abahlukumezekayo ngaphansi kwe-criminal syndicate masquerading ezamaphoyisa. So maphoyisa lana ezokuthi angazi lokuthi izakhamizi zihlala kanjani, azigadwanga, zidinga ugadwa. Akhene sizikliwi leziyana, kukhona engizokwenza. Angizukuyiyeka nje le ndaba, hayi for mina kodwa ukuthi izakhamizi zithi ziqhubeka phambili zikwazi ukuthi zingakangibulali leziyana izikliwi, ukuthi kwakulo mntwana wakwaPhukeni owa phakamayo wama unga vino confusion msakazi bekufuna ukungibulala lokho nje kusegcekeni singabe sinesikhathi nje ngichaze uhambe kanjani bekufuna ukungibulala
manje ngokubona kwakho kuyini okungaba kusenzakala lapha ikungazi umsebenzi na
hayi angifuni ukuninda ibandla lezana uPF ngento engekhoyo bekungayisobandla lezana uPF isikliwi lesiyana ebesisebenza lesinye isikliwi angazi noma leso sikliwi siku government noma sikubandla kodwa mfuna ukuthi ukwazi ukuthi yizikliwi hayi ukuthi umbethwa into esihlalwe phansi libandla lathi phezulu kaphukeni isikliwi ebesithunywe ngesinye isikliwi because bebekhuluma efonini laphana kukhulunywe nje phukeni bezama nje ukuthi benze kanjani umnyama wabo yikuthi kulabafana abayi 5 abasuke eHarare abathi asiyindawo sifuna ukuhlala lapha sibona ukwenzakala nokumhlonitshwa base bebotshelwa khonoko umhlonitshwa uChief Ndlovu owase Martin North ube semotweni ehlele emotweni la elindile etulindeni wabotshelwa khonoko information yafika nje so kwathi bekufuna bona ukuthi mina ngisale ngingedwa lapha mase ngisele ngingedwa siyakwazi konke ukuthi sonke ukuthi bekuzayenzakalani baningi abantu bakithi abadisappear ngendlela ezifana lazena lezi ngiyababonga labano othayisekwa labangani bakhe ukuthi bahlala lapha nabazi babotshwe bebotshela ukuthi babone kanti kuzophetha ngani kuzoyenzakala empilweni yami ngiyambonga umfowethu umsonitshwa uChief Ndlovu
umnumzana Khalipani Phukeni isiphathamandla sebandla leMDCT ubekhuluma ecingweni leStudio 7 ekwabulawayo sehlulekile ukukhuluma lamapholisa awejojolo ngalolu daba ubhubha kukamnumzana Simon Khayamoyo sokuthi ababengamalunga ebandla lezabhu abakubandla lezanu PF becathangelwa ukuthi bengakhethwa ukuba ngumsekeli kamongameli welizwe sebebalutshwana umoyo obesele minyaka yokuzalwa engamathumi ayisikhombisa lasithupha wayeyisikhulumeli sebandla lezanu PF ubulewe ngumkhuhlane wemvukuzane izolo ngemva kokugula kwesikhathi eside kesizwe amazwi esiphathamandla sebandla lezanu PF umnumzana Joseph Chuma exoxa lo Gibbs Dube weStudio 7
silusizi kakhulu ngokwamukela umbiko obuhlungu kangaka uba naitshaheldala inkokheli yethu omunye wabaqali bendaba leyo ubaba uSimon Khayamoyo uselele enkosini indoda esebenze phose impilo yakhe yonke kwezepolitiki sukela ngesikhathi kusise izaphu kwaze kwaba lokubambana kwezaphu lezanu jongwe sokubunjwa izanu PF ebeyindoda emadodeni siyazi ubana nguye obephethe iofisi information and publicity kuzanu PF uPolitbureau kodwa ngenxa yokungezwa kahle kwakhe siyazi bana ubeseke wahlala phansi isikhathi lezi yikho ubona bekulo acting secretary ubaba uBima sicabangela ubana uzaba ngcono kaphenduke kodwa uNkulunkulu usekhethile ubana athathe iluba lakhe engadini yakhe oso kusele kuphela ukuthi sithi ulwile ulwa okulungileyo ubaba SK Moyo is your popularly known uqedile uhambo lwakho
umnumzana Joseph Chuma isiphathamandla sebandla lezanu PF kusukela ekuqaleni komnyaka wonalo lapho owayengumsekeli kamongameli welizwe umnumzana Kembo Mohadi aze yasuke esihlalweni bakhona ababecabangela ukuthi umoyo engakhethwa kulesi sikhundla ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixoxe lwalwa impi yenkululeko umnumzana Max Mkandla
ubhubha kwakhe nokuhamba kwakhe kuthi vacuum lapashinde kade nayo ebandleni elibuzayo ngobana nguye kuma-generation wona lana ithi ebhankini yakhe kuleadership kuzapho kutethi nguye bengazani kusese-ethi political side not yet military side ezizitra but on the side of politicians, we will come to the necessary. So, come to work, you know, as a leader, the panel of Senate. The panel of government, the Angel and Massoon, that the age group, they are not active politically, that is, the position at the Ladiana. So, pay the people of the panel. When I saw this, I was with you, who came more hard in a set of position to be done. Where is I in the panel? That vacuum, if vacuum in an economic position in Adiana, who do a lot of people who are panels of Abakanapa.
Manje, once as Kangela, Ubana, Abanya, Babangela, Uti, Ubenga's Piwa is cooler, so Guba, Mumsegeli among Ameli. Jemova, SS Chile, Ulokubona in Ekona, OSC, Gabasaman de Vele, Nonga Piwa Lessis Kund.
I project and so forth. Political the Kakurana and any with Sakuma and it is up a position that is to strengthen unity as well as families up. So, all other corner at the same distance are good and upon which they started from military side. Kama Zitra Lakuna. Brigadiers, when I love a parliament, they can go there and try to strengthen that unity. Jano Bona Lutkona is Kundalajana. Zia, Niwa Wufan, Ukanji,
lo ke ngumnumzana Max Mkandla owalwa impi yenkululeko ekuvuyo lezibra ubexoxa ecingweni le Studio 7 ekobulawayo. Izolo bekulilanga lapho abakubutho abahluthuna khona intambo zombuso kumnumzana Robert Mugabe. Ibutho lathi lenze lokhu ngoba lisenza uhlelo oluthiwa Restore Legacy lapho elalifuna ukususa izikliwi ezazithiwa ziqaqele uMgabe. Kodwa kuze kube namuhla izikliwi zakhona azaziwa muntu. Kuthe ngokususwa kukaMgabe esihlalweni uZulu wamanyana lebutho kwangenwa ezitaladeni kwaba lenjabulo abantu besithi sokuza kuba lekusasa eqhakazekileyo. Kodwa iningi namuhla lithi liphakathi kobuyanga kulalapho uMgabe esabusa. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixoxe lomnumzana Bernard Bekilizwe Ndlovu ocubungula izombusazwe.
Ngokubona kwami mina mangikhangela ngibheke emuva ngibona ithuba eladlaliswayo, ithuba elokukhama ithuba esasiliphiwe njengelizwe leZimbabwe salidlalisa. Ladlaliswa abantu bavumela abantu ababenama what we would call ama-agenda abo a-personal awombuso awamandla aba yiwo agijima phambili instead of ukuthi kube yindaba yokuthi ilizwe leli libe senkingeni for a long time. So nanti thumba selidubuka, asisebenziseni leli thuba-ke ukuthi silikame leli thumba likambe ngempela singene ezingeni elithize elikhulu. Akuzange kwenzakale khonokho. So abantu ababevele bebheka amandla, indaba yepower, baba yibo bagijima phambili. Namhlanje sikubonayo yibo begijima phambili ngelaba solutions for inkinga zeZimbabwe. So ungathi wena ngezinye indlela sisuke from bad to worse if ungafuna ukuthi kube ngaleyo ndlela. So is a day esiyibheka sizwe sisizibuhlungu ukuthi kwadlalisa ithuba ithubela lilihle esasiliphiwe impilo asalisebenzisanga, salivumela ukuthi lisetshenziswe labo bevele bezibhekela into zabo zamanga zokudinga umbuso namandla
wena ngokubona kwakho kuyini okwakumele kwenziwe ngemva kwekhuyo nale
bathatheka ababevele bedinga inkululeko bathatheka baqileka njengoba ngishilo earlier kwathi labo ababevele bele khangelelo lokudinga amandla baba yibo abagijima phambili labo ababevele bephakathi kohambo lokudinga inkululeko yabantu baqilwa bazitshela ukuthi sesifike ethubeni angithi yabona ma ukhangela kwancediswa labo ababedinga amandla bancediswa ngama-opposition elements bafake ipressure kumgabe waresigna bathe mase bencedisiwe labo ababedinga amandla bathiwe emangweni abadinga amandla bayiwa sebegijima phambili basala-ke labo ababedinga inkululeko bengasaphathanga lutho sebephethe amanga nje kwabuyelwa back to zero if kwakuyikuthi kulokuhlakanipha kwakumele ukuthi laba babedinga inkululeko basayine bengakafiki ekuthini sokuqeda indaba kamgabe ukuthi sisayina nje simkhiphe umgabe simkhiphelane njengobusho kwakumele ukuthi kuthiwe khona simkhiphele ukuthi kube le government yomanyano ilokhuzeni i-government of national lokhuzeni of unit akuzange kwenziwe lokho so kwaba lokugalatshane obuthize baqilwa laba babedinga umbuso ababedinga inkululeko bazithola sebeqiliwe ekugcineni sebeyizithutha yibo ubuthutha esiphakathi wabo namhlanje obuzwisa ubuhlungu kakhulu uma ubheke muva lithubela adlaliswayo kalakade lithubela adlaliswayo
umnumzana Bernard Bekilizwe Ndlovu ucubungula ezombusazwe ubekhuluma ecingweni le-Studio 7 ese-South Africa. Ugatsha lezempilakahle lubika ukuba kulomuntu oyedwa obulewe yi-COVID-19 izolo, kuthi abalitshumi nanye babanjwa igciwane le-coronavirus. Lolu gatsha lubika ukuba kulabantu abazinkulungwane eziyisithupha 6,259 abahlatshwe ijekiseni yakuqala ye-COVID-19 izolo, kuthi abedlula kancane inkulungwane ezine 4,085 bahlatshwa ijekiseni yesibili.
Lo ngumsakazo we-Studio 7. Sisakaza eZimbabwe, lisizwa siphuma e-Voice of America at the Washington D.C.
Okumanje isikhangelo esiphuthumayo zivela kumaphephandaba achiyeneyo. Iphephandaba le-News Day lilodaba lokuthi inhlanganiso yamatitshala emaphandleni e-ATUZ ithi amalunga ayo ayaqala namuhla ukukhalala umsebenzi phezu kodaba lwoholo. Lokhu kwenzakala sokusele iviki nje kuphela ukuthi kulotshwe imihloliso ka-Grade 7 le-O le-A-Level. Iphephandaba le-Herald lithi uhulumende uzathenga amandla kagetsi kwele Mozambique lele Zambia ukuze enelise ukuqeda udubo lwamandla la elizweni. Okwamanje sengilithiya ezandleni zenu lina balaleli bethu kumbiko elisithumele ngeWhatsApp.
Sanibonani ku-Studio 7, nikhuluma nomkhizi laphana ePlumtree South. Yazi sinenkinga ngempela ePlumtree South, besacela ukukhala mpela kumhlonishwa uDingimuzi Phuthu ukuthi njengommeli wethu ngapha akungenani akazozama ukuthi asiphandele amadamu. Sinenkinga yamadamu, amadamu ethu uyawazi uke wawabala yena wabale ngumuntu ozowalungisa. Besikhala mpela kuwe mhlonishwa Dingimuzi Phuthu ukuthi njengoba ungummeli wethu uthi nawuthi usimele ePhalamende kukhona into ebambekayo osimele ngayo, ayikuthi usimele nje singaboni lutho. Siyacela mpela mhlonishwa ukuthi okungenani mathathu amadamu esikhala kakhulu usiphandele elilodwa lakhona nje nokuhwaya mhlawumbe emaceleni ngoba ngendlela inkomo ezisokola ngakhona ezifela ngakhona emadamu ziwanja udaba. Nawe uma kungawenzeka ukuthi mhlawumbe ngezakho inkomo eziphuza ngaleya ndlela ngikuthanda, zama mpela mhlonishwa ukuthi uzosizamela mpela usiphandele lawo madamu okungenani emilodwa mpela ngoba uma kunje inkomo ziyasokola ziyasokola ngezulu yalikani kahle zibanjwa udaka ziyafa inyama ebudikidiki inkomo zifela edakeni ayizama mpela mhlonishwa ukuthi uzwazi uyamadameta eplamtree nje south khonapha lapho ma 15 kilometers 20 ikholapha esikhomi yakwazi ukuthi iwapha amadame engikhuluma ngayo siyabonga ukhabazela lo okhulumayo eplamtree ebulili mamangu ngiyabonga
bantu bezimbabwe ngiyalizingelela lo ngithi bakithi akele sikhulumele lo hulumende wezanupf ikakhulu member we-agriculture minister of agriculture uthi athi nxa kuvunwa kwezinye indawo amabele echitheka pho wakho umsebenzi kuyini thina phela vele sisebenzela bona sithole imali bona ibabathatha amabele besiyathengisa phandle kwelizwe bethole imali befake ezikhwameni zabo bekhiphe okungamabhondi kwabo bezonika thina so abake basikhangele lathi njengesizwe sibili basihloniphe futhi lathi njengabantu ngoba kungeke kuvunwe khonapha e-ada kuyeqe kuyevune eplamt vele azange saphila njalo thina sesize sikhumbula abamhlophe noma kuthiwa babencindezela babethi bevuna lathi besivuna
salibonani salibonani balandeli nabalaleli be-studio 7 kuzo zonke izindawo lapha ekhona okhulumayo lona nguvusani ngise-Johannesburg we-South Africa okokuqala ngizothanda ukubingelela nje ngathi umndeni wami wonke ngizawuqala-ke wadadewethu osekhaya egwanda laphana usimama ngithi sawubona dadewethu nabo bonke abazukulu nabasekhaya ngibuye ngijampe ngize lapha engikhona kwele-South Africa ngibingelele uthemba u-alex umnewethu okokuqala ngibese ngibuya kuwe dadewethu zandile laphayana ngithi sawubona ntombi enhle sawubona ntombi esikhulile bese ngithi njalo mfowethu laphana victor kunye nenkosikazi wakho bese ngithi ngijampele-ke kubazukulu bonke ngithi precious kuzukulu wami mama kastina laphana e-alexandra bongani ethembisa denis efowezi upesi ecosmos city uminki abazukulu bonke nje bese ngibingelela inkosikazi yami ngokuphindiwe kuwe laphana melamisi ngithi abantwana abadadelwa yimina bonke ubonani ubonelo kanye nawe bandile intando yami enkulu kakhulu bese ngibingelela nje bonke abazukulu engibashiyileyo isihlobo nabangani modadewethu khona ngapha e-Cape Town Chila o-agreement okujudi zonke nje abazala bami abophamela abochele ngibingelela bonke nje kuzo zonke indawana ngithanda ukubonga Studio 7 angizukuqhela kakhulu namhlanje ngithe nami-ke ngibingelele abomndeni wami bese ngisithi mina okokugcina siyalibona iqembu lesizwe lanti impela kuthiwa liyadlala uyazi kwesinye isikhathi uzube namahloni ekuthini thina njengabantu basemathebeleni siyabe sinomdlandla nale nto yokuthi hayi lona yilizwe mpela nalapho esidabuka khona nathi sifuna ukuthi kodwa masithi siyabhekisisa kuma-lineups lana yazi kuyabe kubalwe kwabalwa kwabalwa hhayi akekho umuntu esimbona iqhamuka kwelakithi uhlangothi le nto isuke buhlungu ngoba thina emsebenzini siyabe sihlangene nabantu ngathi cishe base-South Africa sisathi akuthi-ke bona liyawazi nami umdlandla wabantu uma bebukela ibhola umdlalo omnandi kodwa uthi uyabheka uthole ukuthi akukho nokuwodwa ongathi yeyi ubani uyambona owakithi lona indaba yebholeni lasezimbabwe ikolibona kunje ibhola lasezimbabwe lahlanganiswa nepolitiki kunzima kubuhlungu kuyahela kithi kwesinye isikhathi sigcina sesingasenalo uthando sibeke sithi ayi ake siyeke ngoba lathi sesilinde ukuthi mhlazana kuyokhululeka imiqhakazi mhlawumbe kwazi sesizababona okhumalo sizobabona odlovu sibabone ondiweni bonke labo isibongo esiyabe sikhangelela ukuthi sisebenzisane kunye lazo ngiyabonga kakhulu kuzo zonke izindawana ngiyavalelisa ku-Studio 7 ngishuthumelizayo ngiyabe sengikhuluma-ke ngesijwayele ukukhuluma izinsolo esihlala sizibona zisenziwa ikakhulu libandla lezanupf ngiyabonga
livuka njani bantu bakithi bantu bemalunku ngapho elupane livuswa nguhlanhla mahlangu ohlala ebutswana e-Francistown ngivusa bonke abangaziyo ngivuse umama onanhlanhla konxibe kwamatshivovo ngivuse unkomo rj ngivuse umdala usathulana undevula ngivuse umalumama upaul ngwenya usamthulisi lo mzamo ujabulani ngwenya ngiye ekana elusulu ngivuse ubaba ujoel mahlangu usonta iziyoni ngithi baba linjani liyaphila yini ngiyeqe ngibuye emalunku ngapha lapho endihlala khona ngivuse usapro ngivuse abakomoses chuma ngivuse bonke nje abangaziyo engafunda labo esikolo semalungu ngivuse bonke abemazwideni kompofu ngale ngithi ngivuswa nguhlanhla mahlangu echangane omatshivoko ngiyabonga
Studio 7, Studio 7. Hey, Gibbs. Faka Mthembu, sikhuzeleni amashona. Please, sikhuzeleni amashona. Bekele ukuzoyinveta ubulawayo. Bayinvete emaplazini. Kathi sefuna ukuyinveta ubulawayo. Asizibili ukuthi nge-Wednesday, Thursday, benzeni laphana ku-5-7. Hayi, 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 madoda. Kila amashona isixolele mbijana ngobulawayo emathebeleni. Sikhuzeleni amashona, Gibbs. Labo ntungameli kuwoma khonapha. Besiyekele. Thina kasiyarari siyabainvetela iy'nto zabo khonale. Abasiyekele iy'nto zethu la. Hayi, zamaneni lisikhuzele abantu abayi. Libatshele ukuthi zesikhathi. Ngabo yikho sithina komthwakazi sifuna ukwehlukana labo lathi sibe sibodwa labo bebodwa hayi wehloniphe abantu labo abesihloniphe faka Mthembu khumisana labo
lawo bekungamazwi enu lina balaleli bethu angelani lokwenza le studio 7 elisithumele ngeWhatsApp kunombolo ezithi +1 202 465 0318 kwezeMelika intengo yempahla lokudla iqhubeka iqansa kwelemelika osekubangele ukuthi uhulumende athi kumele kuthathwe amanyathelo ngesiphangiphangi. Intengo yamafutha ezimota isiqanse ngesilinganiso singakaze sibonakale kuleli lizwe kuminyaka engamachumi amathathu adluleyo. Sixoxele isizalwane seZimbabwe esihlala edolobheni leNew York, umnumzana Busani Ntini, kuze sizwe imbono yakhe ngalolu daba.
Umnotho weMelika yebo unganyawo manga kuhle, kodwa uma sithi siyabheka akwenzakali kumnotho weMelika wodwa. Nxa sikhuluma ngenotho, into okumele sizikhangele zimbalwa enza zithinta. Ndamanamba la vela kakhulu kibo IMF la World Bank la manje nje ama publishers singakhaya lokho kuthi real GDP sikhangele njalo inflation khangele unemployment sibe sesibheka la lokho kuthiwa yi consumer price index ngesikhiwa ungakhangela ele Melika uma ngithi ngiyali compare la manye amazwe kulokho kuthiwa yi GDP ngo 2020 bebele negative 3.4%. Ukuthi GDP yehla nge 3.4%. Kodwa ungakhangela amanye amazwe omhlaba wonke. Umhlaba wonke la wehla iGDP nge 3.1%. Wathi la ama economies othi ama advanced economies bona iGDP yawo yehla nge 4.5%. Ama emerging economies yona yehla ngo 2020 nge 2.1%. Iyakhula imbangela kuma emerging economies China. I-China yona iyodwa yaba le 2.3% ukukhwela kwe-GDP ngo 2020. Ngo 2021 i-Ele Melika sibone i-GDP yawo ikhwela nge 6%. Umhlaba jikelele yakhwela nge 5.9%. Ama advanced economy yakhwela ngama 5.2%. Ama emerging economies yakhwela nge 6.4%. Ngo 2022 khangelelwa ukuthi ele Melika iGDP yabo izakhwela nge 5.2%. Amanye amazwe wonke jikelele i 4.9%. Ama advanced economy 4.5%. Ama emerging economies be 5.1%. Yebo khona okuhluphayo kodwa ngathiwa i-US yena kodwa yenza ngcono kulamanye amazwe emhlabeni amazwe amqotho singabali amazwe anjengase-Africa.
Ngokubona kwakho isimo somnotho welizwe singaba sibangelwa na yikungaqhubi kuhle umsebenzi kukamongameli Joe Biden kumbe yikuswelakala nje kwenhlanhla ngenxa ye-COVID-19.
Umnotho weMelika awumanga kuhle umimazonzo hatshi ngokuthi nguBiden osehofisini. Lokhu kuyenzakala ngaphi langaphi ngoba vele yona into yomnotho ifana leviri ebhodayo. So kusiya ngokuthi wena ufike kungaphi njalo kwenzakalani emhlabeni. Siyabona ukuthi uBiden ungene kule COVID-19 pandemic. I-pandemic yiyo kakhulu engantho yahlupha ezomnotho.
Umnumzana Busani Ntini isizalwane seZimbabwe esihlala edolobheni leNew York ngapha kweleMelika. Singakagqibi uhlelo lwanamhlanje ke sikhangele ezinye zenhloko zendaba ebezikhokhela. Isiphathamandla sebandla le-MDCT umnumzana Khaliphani Phukeni oke wavalelwa ngamapholisa eJotsholo uthi bakhona abafuna ukumbulala. Amatitshala enhlanganiso i-ATUS athi ayaqala namhlanje ukukhalala umsebenzi phezu kodaba lwaholo. Silugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lalamhlanje olivalelisayo nguChris Gande ngisithi asidibaneni njalo kusasa sikhathi sini. Abanganelisanga ukuzwa indaba zethu lilakho ukuzilalela ebulenjini ku-www.voandebele.com.